Local with Monica J on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. This segment is brought to you by HireMeNevada.com.
And we thank them so much for that. It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Welcome to the show for the second hour, 10 to noon, live, local, FM Talk, every weekday. And I'm so glad to have you with me today. Go on to our website at 991fmtalk.com. Answer today's poll question. Do you think we should eliminate compulsory school attendance or compulsory education? What does that mean? It means basically you're forced to go to school. And we need to think long and hard about this. I mean, government education, or as most people like to call it, because that's, you say government education and it just sounds like something out of Russia or, you know, communist China. We call it here public schooling, public education. But whatever you want to call it, the government owns it. It operates it. It controls it. It dictates the provisions of education in our society. We have the ability, even though your kids have to go to school every day, we do have two options, private school and homeschooling. And if you watched the last legislative session, both of those options were being attacked left and right. Let's continue on our conversation about the education system at 884-9910 and check in with Tim this morning. Hi, Tim. Thanks for calling the show.
The show, and I love what you do and everything. Listen to you pretty much most days. And, yeah, the school thing, being forced to go to these government-run schools, I totally am against it with the curriculum, with the, you know, like you were bringing up all this data mining of the children, and then listening to you talk about how you tried to get people to just, for one day, you know, take the kids out of the school. I totally agree. It's the government shouldn't be involved one bit. What the children should be taught, or the data mining, which is should really scare a lot more people, but it doesn't seem to bother too much people for them to do anything about it.
Yeah, and I don't get that, Tim, because I mean, for so many years we told people don't give out your social security number, don't give, you know, identity theft, and it's a serious problem, and yet when people go onto apps, they just give all their information, you know, they fill these things out, not even thinking that, you know, there's a reason why the Chinese want to know where you shop, how you shop, what you buy. You know, they want to know who's buying firearms, who's buying ammunition, who's buying freeze-dried food. It's, they want to know these things.
Yeah, they just the curriculum that they're forcing on the kids, trying to push their agendas with, say, climate change or or the, you know, the sexual, you know, you can be whatever you want to be. And I'm seeing it with friends' kids. They're having a hard time. They're not able to understand the questions and the math. And I've grown to really just not like our public schools one bit. And if I did have children, I would do, there's no way they would step foot in a public school.
Well, Tim, that's where you've got to get with your friends and let people know and help share the information, because they are our kids. They are the people who are going to be taking care of us in the future, who are going to be making decisions for us in the future. And we are all connected. I'm not going to use that stupid village analogy, but we're all connected.
Yeah. Yeah. And I love the show. I love what you do.
Thank you, Tim.
And this is great. I'm up here in Lake Tahoe, so I love the KKFT. It's pretty much on all day long.
Well, I appreciate that. And, well, so does Jerry Evans, if you're listening to everything, not just me. So, Tim, thank you so much for calling the show. You have a great day, and do what you can to educate those around you. So, again, once again, the Nevada Interim Legislative Committee on Education, because just because they're in the legislative session doesn't mean they're not working. This Thursday, day after tomorrow, they're going to be meeting at 11:30, and it's time for you to speak up if you can, or find a representative, or send an email to your representative. This is important. This is probably one of the most important things that we have to focus on, besides the election, is how kids are being educated. If you can't get to Carson City or Las Vegas, for those who listen online, then go to the local school board meeting. Washoe County School District's next board meeting is going to be Tuesday, February 25th. So that's next week, the 25th, at 4 p.m. And at least there you get a little bit, you get a whole 3 minutes to talk for public comment. The legislature, you only get 2 minutes. But whatever you do, make sure you also contact John Eppolito for more information on all of this. Get onto his email list, because this is a father. This is just a father who is concerned about his kids' education. So he put together the group Protect Nevada Children. John@jtahoe.com. That's John@jtahoe.com. If you forget it, just call into the show and we'll make sure you get it. Join other groups. Join Facebook groups. Get the information out there, because the schools aren't going to get you rallied about this or riled or getting you together. It's you. You're the one that has to do it. Let's go back to the phone lines at 884-9910 and check in with Brandon this morning. Hi, Brandon. You want to talk about school issues?
Yeah, good morning, Monica. So this fight you're talking about it's not a new fight. It's been going for, my wife and I have been fighting it for every bit of 5 years. It's exhausting. It's grueling. You go down and you show up at the legislature. They don't pay attention. They don't care. They don't listen. Nevada is one of the most homeschool friendly states there is.
Yes.
We pulled my kids. Probably 4 years ago, we pulled my kids, maybe 5 years ago, we pulled my kids. We've homeschooled my kids. Even when you sign permission slips for your children to, access the internet at school, we did not want that happening at school. And they just signed my kids into the internet under someone else's username. They do not care what you have to say. The other part of the problem is that I've got a buddy whose kid has some pretty serious ADD issues. And I've been telling him, hey, man, you got to get your kid out of that school and you've got to homeschool your kid. And his reason always was he would not be able to continue the lifestyle he has if both him and his wife do not work.
Yeah.
So I told him, I go, man, then you shouldn't have had kids, because your lifestyle now is your kids. You need... put your stuff on hold. Put the boat on hold. Put the big house on hold. Take care of your kids. That is your legacy. You have to take care of your kids. And there are too many people that are unwilling to do it, and there are too many people that aren't able to do it because they're single-parent households. And the government knows that.
Brandon, that's interesting that you brought that up about your friend, because of the fact that parents are always saying, I want for my children what I didn't get, what I didn't have. And that always comes down to be materialistic things. But you know what their parents did have and did give them? That was a good education. back when schools cared and teachers, you know, they helped make the decisions and the parents made the decisions, not administrators, right, not the states.
Right.
That and education is the most important thing that you can give your kids, not the toys.
No, and if your kid's not doing well in school, it's the teacher's fault. The parents have been, and, you know, this is partially the school's fault. They've facilitated the removal of the parent from the child's lives. Yeah. I mean, you know, the child belongs to the school from basically 7 a.m. to 4 or 5 p.m.
Brandon, when a girl can get pregnant at the age of 13 and that school can take her to have an abortion and not once at any time tell the parents,
right,
that's a big issue, and that's exactly what they can do because of our legislature.
And, so, you know, something that kind of highlights the issue for my wife and I, and this is kind of corny, and if you have a second, the middle school that my kids would have gone to, there was a 13-year-old girl got in trouble for having a sport water bottle, full of vodka at 13 years old on campus. What, my youngest daughter at 13, I still had her believing in Santa Claus. And I would rather my daughter believe in Santa Claus at 13 than understanding what vodka is and how to get that past the school administrators and out of my house.
Wow. Parents used to have to worry about their, you know, older teens, 16 and 17, doing stuff like that. Now you have to worry about the 10 through 13-year-olds because that's what we've let happen. That's what our legislators have let happen. Brandon, thank you so much for calling in and educating your children through homeschooling. It is a great option. It really is. Work the times. If you have to work to get your toys to live your lifestyle, that's fine. Then homeschool your kids at night. Just put in the time. That's what love is. That's what parenting is. I know because my mother did it for me. She didn't homeschool me, but she knew exactly what I was being taught. And if it wasn't up to her standards, then she gave me my own education. Parents say that the schools are taking over. And it's not necessarily the teachers. The teachers just don't have a foot to stand on. They don't have a leg to stand on because they're being forced the curriculum. Or they lose their jobs. But like I said in the first hour, if parents and teachers would come together and stop the BS of letting people intimidate them, they are stronger together than anything and can crush the administration, crush the school board. But you have to make that decision. You have to make that commitment. And that commitment is to the kids of Nevada. We'll be back on the Monica Jay Show at 884-9910. Your calls, always welcome. And, of course, emails at 991-FM-TALK. Monica at 991-FM-TALK.com.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news in Nevada. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
It's 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, the Monica Jay Show, your show, live and local FM for 2 hours every weekday, 10 to noon. So Neil calls in every once in a while and talks about third parties, fourth parties. Can there ever be another successful candidate? And I usually say no. That, I'm sorry, somebody from the Green Party is not going to win. somebody from the Independent Party is not going to win. They don't have the numbers to compete with the Republican and the Democrats. You know, most people do. I am a diehard registered Republican. But I believe in a lot of libertarian and independent thought. But if you break down these numbers, in Washoe County, we have 100,901 active Democrat voters. In the Republican Party, we have 102,918. How the hell did we wind up with Sisolak? Well, because 1,000 people decided to stay home or not vote or vote for that none of the above. See what happens when you vote for that none of the above? Stick with the party that is closest to mirroring your passions and values. Nonpartisan out there, 62,505 and other 19,565. So even a nonpartisan other came together, they are still not going to be up there with the other two parties. Now, you should also know what independents are thinking, though. So I just received this media advisory from the Independent American Party, and they're going to be choosing their candidates. And since local media only seems to want to cover Democrats when they come into town, let me tell you, this sounds like it's going to be a pretty damn good time in Las Vegas. Their state convention is February 21st through the 22nd. Oh, man. President Trump's going to be down there in Vegas, too. It's all happening in Vegas this weekend. But on Friday night, they're going to honor rancher Cliven Bundy. Probably one of the most famous men in rural Nevada because he stood up to the BLM and their invasion of his ranch. He, his family, his supporters, they took a stand. And they're going to have a guest speaker down there that you need to check out his book. He's the author of More Guns, Less Crime, and that is Dr. John Lott. He's fantastic. So, if you want to find out more about the Independent American Party, just log on to IAPN.org. Now, I'm sure Republicans are going to be screaming, well, you're driving Republicans away. I'm not driving anybody away. But until the Republican Party stands up and realizes that every Republican voice matters, not just the one you agree with, then some serious issues need to be addressed. You know, there are still never Trumpers in the Republican Party, holding title in the Republican Party. And nothing irks me off more because this president, our president, has done nothing but good things for this country and the people of America, American citizens, as far as income, prosperity, safety, ensuring our future. Whatever you want to register as. If you don't want to register with either party, that's fine. But make sure you register to vote. And you vote your conscience. I'm sorry that a lot of people's conscience led them to none of the above in the last legislative session. But sometimes you do have to just grin and bear it, or you get a Governor Sisolak. But we're going to take care of that. It's the Monica Jay Show, 884-9910. It's time for Fox News on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
99.1, the FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada. KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. I'm glad you're joining me today on the phone lines at 884-9910 or by email at monica@991fmtalk.com. Also, just log on to the website. If you miss a part of the show, I'm okay with that. I know you got things to do. We got podcasts there, though, you can pick up. Here's today's poll question while you're there. Should we eliminate compulsory school attendance? Being forced. Because it's all a money. It's all a money scam. It's not about your child's education. It's about money. We don't need a Department of Education in the federal government. We need to get education back to the states. So at least we have some grasp on what our kids are being taught. So yes or no? 991fmtalk.com. Yesterday's poll question, not a lot of faith in the Democrat caucus going on here. 50% said it's going to fail like everything the Democrats do. The question was, will Nevada's caucus app be secure or will it fail like Iowa's? Even the chairman there said he wasn't going to resign, but he finally, pressure, I guess, he finally wound up resigning. Thank you for participating in those polls, too. We have fun with those. I talk about being about money and not your kids' education. It's about administration. And I know this is going back a couple of years, but I really don't see a whole lot of salaries going down. So we got rid of one problem. And that was the district superintendent by the name of Tracy Davis, whose regular salary was $276,892.50. But, you know, she got other pay on top of that. She got a little over $64,000 as considered other pay. What is other pay? I want to know what that other pay is. I mean, that's just crazy. Other pay. It's more than just car allowance. It's housing allowance. It's, oh gosh, well, that superintendent down in Vegas, he got one of those, what's that fancy bike? Pedalon or no? You know which one I'm talking about. Peloton. He got one of those for his office. Well, you spend the money or you lose it. I'm sure the other pay is also travel to go to all those, you know, conferences that you get to basically pat each other on the back. And then there are the benefits, you know, the health benefits and stuff like that. PERS, that thing that is going to bankrupt not only the state of Nevada at some point, but the entire country. There's a new website I have now. Let's see. Where is it? You know what? I'll have it for you tomorrow because I'm going to have a whole... That's what we're going to talk about tomorrow is new websites because I'm going to ask producer Craig to put these on the website for me so I can list them all to you. But total benefits, $106,000, $627,000. For a total pay and benefits in 2018, $444,753.26. How many pay raises could that have gone to struggling teachers who we need to keep? But it's not just her. It's everybody underneath her as well. We didn't used to think about school administration. You know, they always say, oh, everything's in the budget. You know, it's transparent. You can go to the budget and look at all this stuff. And you know what? It's really not that transparent. It's not a detailed, broken down budget. It just gives you categories and how much money is put in there. You know, like the deputy superintendent pulling in almost $250,000. And then you have to wonder what they actually do. What are their responsibilities? You know, when you get hired for a position, it's like, this is what you will be required to do. This is your job. Well, not only do we have a superintendent, well, right now we have an interim superintendent because we're spending $360,000 to give to a company to go out and find us candidates because nobody in the district can seem to understand how to get people to apply for the job. Where's Hire Me Nevada? How much would they charge? Well, it's a special person that needs to be a superintendent. We've gone through three special people, all from out of town that wanted to be superintendent, that have failed and that have, in my opinion, robbed the coffers of Northern Nevada. So we also have a chief operations officer. We have a chief general counsel. We have a chief student support services. We have a chief OMB and strategy officer. What the hell is that? Now, those that I just listed, all over $200,000. All of them. 216, 212, 205. Now let's go into the area superintendent. Chief officer two. Chief of police. Deputy chief counsel, chief of staff, chief financial officer, director, area superintendent, What? How many area superintendents do we have? I thought we, don't you just have a superintendent and then you have principals? Here's a principal, another senior director. Principal, all in the salaries. Well, actually, No, I have to stop. That last high school principal. Over $190,000, all the way up to $200,000. The list goes on and on. On and on. And you can see it all for yourself at transparentnevada.com. This is an easy website to navigate. Pages of it, actually. But when you start getting down into the custodians, the substitute teachers, which they so desperately need, yet pay nothing, down into the bus drivers, the elementary school teachers, the people who are doing the day-to-day work of working with your children, pittance. And that's a big problem, especially when the governor of Nevada runs on a campaign of helping teachers. And then don't get me started on the monster called the university system and how much money they get. Basically, you can sum it all up into this. Those professors that have tenure, that are secure in their positions, so secure that they have their teaching assistants teach their classes, teach their courses. They maybe show up at the beginning and the end. Kids' tuition nowadays goes to pay for their retirement. That petition, that tuition just keeps going up and up and up and up. Why? Well, why do you think the government is looking at free higher education? It's all going to fall on your back. Whether it be the tuitions that you're paying now or free education for all, it's just another way of taking your money and giving it to the people who play ball, who indoctrinate your children into a society of socialists. And then where does that leave this country? It doesn't leave us anywhere near where our founding fathers started and what they wanted for us, what they died for. What would you die for? Anything? Just curious. Let's go to the phone lines at 884-9910 and check in with Ryan this morning. Ryan wants to talk about President Trump. Hey, Ryan.
Hi. You know, Monica, speaking on budgets and stuff, I'm really scared because in this proposed budget to help pay for the, you're talking about paying on the backs. Well, President Trump wants to propose cutting disability and food stamps. Even I'm blind, but I still work. I help pay into the system. He wants to cut stuff down so he can help pay for his border wall. So in turn, as you're talking about how the backs and the tuition for the teachers, well, now he wants to try and go after the proposed budget for disability to help pay for the border wall. So I'm going to ask Mr. President, why are you coming after me to help pay for your border wall if you already have money to go, that you raided already from the defense committee to pay for your border wall in the first place? That's what I asked Mr. President if I could.
He didn't raid the budgets of those other groups.
He
moved he moved money around to a national security issue, which is automatically a part of the defense budget. I would much rather have him take money from schools that are just using it to, well, not really, you know, for paint on the walls and maintenance and stuff like that. That's fine. We'll get to that. But yeah, that wall needs to be in place, because you know why you're not getting the money that you need? Because health and welfare is putting so much money into people in this country illegally. We have to get to a point where we take care of our own. And this is one of the reasons why I voted for Trump, Ryan, and why I will vote for him again, because he's making the hard decisions where we all have to put up a little bit.
I don't mind putting up a little bit, but here's my thing, is that how I understand it is that he already has money from the last budget that he hasn't used yet. So if I were, Mr. President, if you're not using the money yet, why are you coming after me, the disabled community, if you're not using that money yet?
Ryan, he's not coming after you. It is not the government's government's responsibility. Let me speak, Ryan. It is not. Ryan, if you're not going to let me say what I'm going to say, then I'm going to cut you off and hang up. The government's responsibility is not to make sure that you have food stamps and that you have health care and these benefits, okay? These were put into place as assistance programs that should fall on the responsibility of communities. There are food pantries for people in need of food. No one in this community is going hungry because of the work that the citizens of this area put in to the food banks, to the food pantries. None of that is going away. The president is using taxpayer money for what the taxpayers should be paying for, and that is national security, that is public education. And these were only things that were put into place after the founding fathers because we are bleeding hearts. He's taking the tough stand to say, we need to continue with this, we need to cut that. And I appreciate the fact that he's doing. When we get the money out of Planned Parenthood, when we get the money out of Special Olympics, when we get the money out of other programs like the arts that the American taxpayer should not be paying for, then you can start complaining. We'll be back after this on The Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
The talk starts here. Get the conversation going. Call now.
Hello?
99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. It's The Monica Jay Show, your live and local show. Speaking of things that you should be involved in, recall petition for Governor Sisolak in Carson City actually is going to be at the Costco there all day today. So there's one chance for you. Also, log on to fightfornevada.com and you can find locations in all the different counties. Let's go to the phone lines at 884-9910 and check in with Eric. Eric, what do you think? Are people going hungry here in Nevada and northern Nevada?
Yeah, I don't know why they are. I was sitting on a bus a while back, and I remember a couple of vagrants that were, you know, homeless guys that were talking about the food banks, and they said there's 13 food banks scattered between Reno and Sparks. So my question to everybody that I see holding up a sign, I ask them, I say, so with 13 food banks in northern Nevada between Reno and Sparks, how is it that you're going hungry? And I had one guy say, well, because I eat all the time. And I'm like, and the guy's obese, and I'm like, no. I mean, no disrespect intended to any segment of the community that, you know, that might be homeless or obese. But, I mean, come on, man. If you're milking it, if you give money to people that are holding up a sign that says they're hungry, you're a tool. No way around it.
Eric,
that's just
thanks.
Part of reality.
Thanks for the call. You too. That's going to be our final call of the day. Just as a reminder for people, okay? The government's role in all of this is to make sure we are protected. The most important purpose is to make sure that we are protected. Our borders are secure. Our ports are secure. I'm talking about the northern border, too. Our ports, our waterways. Not giving taxpayer dollars to other countries for information or support. It is supposed to be taking care of American citizens. And until we get that taken care of, that's kind of one of the reasons all I care about. Sorry, I know a lot of people disagree with that. But Americans come first. As long as there are homeless Americans, veterans, American children hungry, doing without, need clothing, then all the rest can go by the wayside. America first. You're first with me on 92.3 and 99.1.